Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Michigan legislature is considering a bill that would allow both zoos and other facilities to breed large carnivores, lions, tigers, bears. Such breeding was outlawed in 2000, but House Bill 5778 would lift the ban. It's been introduced by Republican Representative Thomas Albert of Lowell, and it's been referred to the House Agriculture Committee. And it's set up a debate in the zoo community. With us now is Peter D'Arienzo. He's Chief Executive Officer of the John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, which is accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, or the AZA. Peter supports this bill. So, Peter, let's start with the basics. Tell us what House Bill 5778 would make possible for zoos and other groups in Michigan.
This bill is all about conservation breeding, public safety, and animal welfare. And the criteria approach is designed to keep bad actors out and to prevent people from really having animals in their backyard that they shouldn't have.
Now, when you say criteria approach, what is that?
There are some very specific requirements in the bill that if you want to breed large carnivores in the state of Michigan that you have to meet. And they're centered around making sure you have well-trained staff, making sure that you provide choices and mental enrichment for the animals, making sure that you have emergency plans, you have adequate climate control for the animals. There are many, many bullets that touch on making sure there's proper animal welfare, there's proper medical care, proper habitats for the animals, and then, of course, public safety and safety of the animals. And public safety is centered around things like doing routine drills, making sure that you have the financial means to care for these animals, and that if for some reason you don't have the financial means, that there's an actual plan in place on where these animals will go.
And to those who worry that when we say that this would open it up to zoos and other facilities, that what if somebody down the street decides to keep a large carnivore?
No, it's a great question. So this bill is centered around just large carnivore act and specifically around the breeding. So if someone wanted to keep a lion and breed those lions, they would have to meet this criteria. So it would stop someone from down the street, what we call bad actors, for the lack of a better word, from keeping large carnivores unless they met this requirement. Candidly, if they met this requirement, it's not going to be somebody down the street keeping lions. One of the classic examples that people point to on that is there are people that are breeding tigers that would never occur in nature, like a tiger and a lion. Well, there's no good reason to do that. There's no conservation reason to do that. Or breeding tigers that people don't know their pedigree. The goal is really to have a similar genetic profile in zoos that you would see out in the wild. And to just arbitrarily breed animals or keep them in your backyard is not in anyone's best interest, and this bill would stop that.
Tell us how things would change for the John Ball Zoo should this bill pass. How would it change in terms of what you have to do to breed your animals for conservation purposes?
Any AZA-accredited zoo, like John Ball Zoo and like some of the other great zoos in the state, already meet all the requirements in the bill. So what it would change for us is to allow us to do conservation breeding, specifically our Emmer tigers and someday, hopefully, snow leopards. Emmer tigers are endangered animals, and we participate in species survival plans, which this bill requires. If you want to breed large carnivores, it has to be for conservation scientific reasons, and it would allow us to actually breed our Emmer tigers.
And you can't do that now because?
That's correct. Right now, we cannot do that in the state of Michigan. Any feline over 35 pounds or bear in the state of Michigan, you cannot breed. So that prevents us from breeding snow leopards, lions, and Emmer tigers.
So there is a problem with the wording of that Large Carnivore Act passed back in 2000?
Right. So when the Large Carnivore Act was put together, it appears when you go back and look at the history that there was an error made that accidentally excluded AZA zoos. And that was many, many years ago, and there have been some attempts to correct that. And that's what we're trying to do with this bill, is to go through the legislative process on creating a solution that allows us to breed large carnivores, simply fixing the typographical, what I'm told is a typographical error. I don't know what the thoughts were about then. I've been in Michigan a little under 3 years, but there wasn't an appetite to fix it that way. So we're working with the legislator. We've built a very collaborative group on how to address this that is a criteria approach that meets the stringent AZA standards and keeps bad actors out for the purpose of public safety, animal welfare, and conservation breeding.
And as you know, this has set up a debate. We've got the Detroit Zoo saying letting organizations other than the five accredited zoos, the AZA zoos, to breed these large carnivores, which this House bill would do, is not a good idea, saying only zoos should be keeping these large carnivores and the public safe. How do you respond to that?
Right. And I think this is probably a good question for Detroit, but my understanding is I want to add a little qualifier there. I think you mentioned all zoos. Detroit's looking specifically for AZA-accredited zoos, and they made excellent points, and I agree. It would be great if we could have all AZA zoos be able to breed large carnivores because the AZA standards, the requirements in this bill were mirrored after the AZA standards. And the AZA standards is the gold standard. So could a non-AZA zoo breed large carnivores if this bill passed? Only if they met the strict criteria that's in the bill.
And ultimately, what are your hopes that as you support this bill and if it makes it through the process and winds up becoming law, what do you hope it would mean?
It would allow responsible zoos to breed large carnivores while protecting public safety and providing increased animal welfare. And it would raise the bar for everyone that wants to do this. So that way there's more conservation breeding activity to help these endangered animals in the state of Michigan.
Peter D'Arienzo is the chief executive officer of the John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids. Peter, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Let's turn to someone who does not support House Bill 5778, the director of the Detroit Zoo. With us now, Ron Kagan, tell us, why are you against this bill?
I think the problem is that it doesn't basically address fundamental issues, which is that right now in the United States, there's really only one entity which is qualified to evaluate in terms of public safety and in terms of animal welfare, in terms of conservation and science and education. There's really only one entity that's qualified and capable to evaluate that with respect to exotic animals, and that's the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The bill that has been introduced doesn't correct the existing bill, which does acknowledge and recognize that accreditation by AZA is the key.
The bill from 18 years ago that has that error.
Right, that has the drafting error. So basically what happens is you would then be placing that evaluation into the hands of a state veterinarian, and we would argue it would also, of course, have to include the chief of police or whatever for the state, because public safety is a paramount concern, or should be, to people.
But the bill does set oversight standards with a board that would have the Michigan Department of Agriculture, the Zoological Association of America, and the AZA, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums.
Right. So ZAA is an organization of roadside zoos, and they don't have the same accreditation as AZA. I realize that it's easily misunderstood, but there are fundamental differences between the two. For instance, ZAA promotes the private ownership of exotic animals. And I don't know about you, but I don't want my neighbors owning lions and tigers and bears. So it's a completely different organization. And when it comes to the state, nobody at the state level has expertise in exotic animal medicine or care or welfare or indeed public safety. So setting standards but not having people who are qualified doesn't make any sense.
But if the Association of Zoos and Aquariums is on that board, does that not represent that AZA standards?
That would be one of three. And so that's obviously a minority. Please understand that within AZA, the way this is done is there are three professionals that have decades of experience and qualifications who do generally a three-day complete review. So everything is absolutely transparent about your safety protocols and your scientific programs and everything else. That report then goes to a commission of 17 other professionals. So it's unbelievably rigorous and robust. There's nothing even remotely comparable either with ZAA or with any state. So it's almost meaningless to have reference to various standards when they can't possibly be evaluated or enforced.
And in fact, the CEO of the John Ball Zoo, we just heard from him, he pointed to the list of standards included in the bill and said those standards are the equivalent of the AZA standards that would have to be met. And he said it would be much more stringent than some guy down the street deciding he wanted to keep the line that would keep out bad actors. Is this not sufficient in your view?
Well, it's clearly not sufficient. It's not just my view. It's the position of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. They recognize that there absolutely is no equality in terms of what's being proposed and what currently exists and what has protected people in Michigan and, frankly, around the country. You know, we really have to ask ourselves as a community, do we want to have situations where there are dangerous exotic animals in neighborhoods and they're bred in neighborhoods? Do we want to have a situation where lions and tigers are hybridized and turned into something which is contrary to conservation purposes? Or do we want to do this responsibly? And to me, that's what this is all about.
And bottom line, how would you correct that error made that was made 18 years ago with the Large Carnivore Act?
Well, it's unbelievably complicated. Instead of it saying that Sections 4, 5, and 6 are exempt, it should say Section 3, 4, and 5 are exempt. It's that simple. There was one numerical typo that was done at the time that nobody caught for another 10 years, and that's all that needs to get fixed.
What would it take to make that happen within the context of that bill?
The original bill just needs to have a tiny, minor correction to it. It's unbelievably simple. This effort is an effort to crack open who can own, possess, and breed dangerous exotic animals. And that's the problem with it.
Ron Kagan, director of the Detroit Zoo, with his take on House Bill 5778. Ron, thank you so much for your time and for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thanks.